The Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Henry Bussey and his orchestra open the show with Honey Bunch. Here's an easy puzzle for housewives to solve. Name a three-letter word that stands for protection, beauty, and economy. Have you guessed it? Well, the word is wax, W-A-X, genuine Johnson's wax for floors, furniture, and woodwork. Johnson's wax spreads a beautiful, glowing shield of protection over the surface of your floors, seals the pores and cracks against dirt and germs, prevents that ugly, worn condition known as floor pox. The best housewives have discovered that Johnson's wax makes their furniture more beautiful, wards off scratches and stains, and actually cuts dusting in half. Dust particles can't cling to the lovely wax surface. And remember this, Johnson's wax preserves the paint on windowsills and door frames, gives all woodwork a protective coat of beauty where finger smudges and soiled spots can't get a foothold. It's real economy to use Johnson's wax because of its long-wearing quality and the complete protection it gives to floors, furniture, and woodwork. Farewell to fair Hollywood, and extra fare to Chicago and Wistful Vista for the McGees. And here at the railroad station, about to board the super special extra deluxe streamliner for home, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, did you get our tickets validated?
Sure.
Huh? Did I get what?
Did you get the tickets validated?
Validated against what? They got measles on this train?
Oh, not vaccinated, Eagernuts. Validated. They got to be approved.
Oh, don't worry about it. I've looked them over, and I approve of them.
No, no. The railroad's got to approve them.
Why, shucks, they sold them to us.
I know they did, but they still got to approve them.
Oh, they have they? Well, that's a fine business. They sell you a ticket, and then they got to approve it. Why, shucks,
I beg your pardon. Is this a safe train?
Well, that depends, sis. Safe on the inside, but I wouldn't roll my hoop across in front of it if I was you.
Oh, why, it's getting so one can't ask a silly question anymore.
McGee, did you tip the porter for putting our luggage aboard?
Sure I did. And say, they must be an awful cheap class of people riding this train. Most of them must only tip a nickel.
Why?
Well, you should have seen the porter's face when I give him a dime.
What?
Hurry, McGee, get aboard.
Okay, let's hurry up and get a good room. What do you say, Molly?
Say, let us on, please. Hurry, McGee, the best rooms will be taken.
One side there, folks.
Hey, who are you pushing?
Stop crowding, Mercy, what a mess.
Okay, we ain't going to be left with the second-grade staterooms. Come on, Molly. Oh, I'm sorry, sis. One side, please, mister. You found a good one yet, Molly?
They all look more or less alike to me, dearie.
Hey, look at this one, will you? If they think I'm going to sleep on a narrow little shelf like this, they're crazy. I'll complain to
Why, that's the linen closet, Eagernut.
Oh. Hey, here's one, Molly. Look, twice as big as any of the others.
Oh, my, it's lovely. Mm. Aren't we lucky?
Come in quick and shut the door. You see, Molly, this is what comes of using the old noodle. Them other unsophisticated mugs will have to take what they can get. Yes, sir.
Ring for the porter, McGee. I want a paper bag.
Don't you feel good, Molly?
It's for me habit, foolish.
Oh. Okay, maybe he's outside here. No, don't see him.
Excuse me, brother. We're getting up a little bridge game, the club car, and we need a four. Do you want to play?
Sorry, bud. I don't belong to the club.
You don't have to. The club car's open to everybody. How about it, brother?
What kind of bridge you playing, bud?
Contract.
No, thanks.
All right, we'll make an auction.
No, thanks.
Well, what kind of bridge do you want to play?
Would London Bridge be too rough?
Oh, for the love of cold tea, I should have known better.
You hear that, Molly? These card sharpers don't get me into none of their pocus hocus. Not an old seasoned traveler like me, no, sir.
Seasoned traveler, me eye. You were never out of Peoria till last year.
You should have seen me travel around Peoria.
Heavenly days, McGee. Look at us go. We must be doing a mile a minute.
More than that, I'd say. 60 per, at least.
Well, that's a mile a minute.
Not out here. Western time is 3 hours ahead. You see? Hey, look who's going by the door. Oh. Geraldine. Hi, Geraldine.
Oh, hello, Mr. McGee. Hello, Molly. Imagine seeing you here.
Well.
When I told Gerald I was going on the streamliner, what do you think he said? Oh, you guy.
It'll be worth it.
He said the engineers on these trains were all roughnecks.
Oh.
He said they were diesel and diesel guys. Can you imagine?
Well, with all the crude oil they use, it's
oh,
natural.
And another thing Gerald said that was so cute, really. I told Gerald these trains even had a bar.
Yeah?
And he said, yes, there are still plenty of schooners crossing the prairie.
Dear, dear.
Wasn't that just simply too penetrating? Yeah. I mean, wasn't it really?
I don't mind Gerald pulling a nifty, but when he pulls it all out of shape,
oh.
I think...
Oh, Mr. McGee. Oh, you say the sweetest things, really. And speaking of staterooms...
Were we?
Gerald was.
Oh.
Gerald says he always likes to travel in a stateroom because you avoid so many interesting people. Well, I gotta get back to the club time to hear Henry Bussey's orchestra play Dreamboat. So I simply must be off.
I'll say so.
Diddle, diddle, diddle.
The train stops so we can get something to eat.
Well, it don't look like it was going to stop, dearie. Maybe I should have put up a lunch in a shoebox.
Oh, no. Not after what happened to Zan. Zan, that's my brother, Alexander.
What happened to him?
Zan used to take a shoebox lunch when he was traveling, and one day a shoe salesman had the next seat, and Zan picked up the wrong box.
Yes.
Zan thought the filet of sole was a little leathery and the cold tongue was kind of tasteless.
Oh, dear.
But he never realized what happened till the salesman wrote him later on. He says he was sending back his club sandwiches because the toothpicks hurt people's teeth. Don't you get it, Molly? Zan never realized.
Ain't funny, McGee.
Yeah. That's what Zan thought.
McGee, at the next station, you get off and buy us some sandwiches.
Kansas.
Heavenly days, do they call the states as we go through?
That was Kansas City, Molly, but we were going so fast he didn't have time to say city. John and I'm getting hungry. I wonder why...
First call dinner, thank God, first call dinner.
Quiet out there, quiet. What was I saying, Molly?
Well, you were wondering how we were going to get something to eat. I'm nearly starved, myself.
Me too. If I only knew where we were going to stop, I could run out and grab us a sandwich.
First call for dinner, first call for dinner.
Listen to that guy. First call for dinner. He's so hungry, he's gone crazy.
Well, Well, if that porter would only come, we could ask him where there was a good lunchroom along the line. Then we could both get out
And have somebody swipe this room from us? No, sir. One of us will have to stay here.
Say, I wonder if Ted Weems and the boys will be at the station to meet us.
I suppose so.
Did you bring them some presents, McGee?
Well, I got a necktie for Ted. How do you like it?
Heavenly days, are you wearing it?
Sure. I wanted to get the public's opinion of it before I give it to a guy I'm as fond of as I am of
Ted. Telegram for Mr. McGee. Telegram for Mr. McGee.
Yoo-hoo, boy.
I'm Mr. McGee, son. Give me the telegram. Thanks.
Sign here.
Okay. There you are. Well, what are you waiting for, bud?
Any answer?
What was the question?
I'm into the telegram.
Oh. How do I know till I read it? Now run along.
Oh, why, sir? I'll read it.
Here, Molly, read this. It's a night letter, and I haven't got my dark glasses on.
Oh, yeah. It says, to Fibber McGee aboard Streamliner to Chicago. I see that you are now a comic strip in Sunday Supplement. Finally showing up in your true colors. Stop. Hope you enjoy being thrown on people's front porches on rainy Sunday morning. Sign Mickey Mouse. Well, now, isn't that sweet?
Why, he's just jealous. Everybody likes that Sunday feature.
Yes, and another Sunday feature you'll like is driving your car after it's been treated to a gleaming coat of Johnson's Auto Wax. Why, sir?
Harpo.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. How do you like this beautiful train?
Oh, I think it's great. When we started, I reached out to shake hands with my sister, but we were moving so fast I knocked the guy's hat off in New Mexico. Say, this is a swell room you've got here.
I'll say it is. The best in the whole car. We had to fight for it, but we finally got it.
Is that so?
Let's see.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
What's the matter with that guy?
Take call for dinner. Johnny Carr, take call for dinner.
Dad, better keep quiet out there. Ought to be a special car for a childish guy like that with a sand pile and stuff. Hey, look, there's Mrs. Wearybottom. Hi, Weary.
Oh, hello, folks. I heard you were on this train. Isn't it wonderful? Though I think it's kind of dangerous. My nephew was standing by the tracks one day to see the streamliner go past, and when it did, he had to turn his head so quick he broke his neck. It's a far cry from the old covered wagon days, isn't it? But as I used to tell my late husband, a far cry is better than a close call. Mr. McGee, there's an awful draft in here. Why don't you close your mouth?
Why don't I close my mouth? Hey, Molly, there goes Charlie Sears, the famous tenor.
Heavenly days, what's he doing on this train?
I'll see. Hi, Charlie.
Oh, hello.
Where are you going?
Hello, Fibber. Hello, Molly. I'm going up behind the engine to sing Sailboat in the Moonlight.
Well, why go up behind the engine?
Oh, it's such a tender little thing.
Oh,
it's
Charlie.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead.
A sailboat in the moonlight, and you, wouldn't that be heaven, a heaven just for two? A soft breeze on a June night, and you, what a perfect setting for letting dreams come true. A chance to sail away to Sweetheart Bay beneath the stars that shine. A chance to drift, for you to lift your tender lips to mine. The things dear that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you. Oh, give me a sailboat in the moonlight, and you.
Days. I don't know why that porter doesn't show up. Are you sure you rang for him, dearie?
I'm sure. Here, I'll buzz him again. This is fine service for people in the best room on the train.
Yes, it certainly is.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the porter now. Porter!
Hey, porter, come here. What's the idea of not answering that? Oh, it's Silly Watson. Hi, Sil.
Hi, boss. Hi, ma'am. Sure is good to see you again.
Glad to see you, Sil.
What are you doing here?
I ported, please, ma'am.
Oh. Is there something I can do for y'all?
Yes, silly. Have you got a paper bag for a hat?
No, ma'am. I'm still wearing my little derby.
You like riding on these streamliners, Sil?
Well, Miss McGee...
You familiar with the principal of the diesel engine, Sil?
Yes. I know him for a long time, Miss McGee.
Who?
The principal of the engine. He's a nice man. I wish that was all I had to do. Just sit up there and pull a little old lever all day long. That's tough.
Well, I'm afraid you're inclined to be lazy, silly.
No, ma'am. My brother Considerable and his pal, they sure lazy.
How, Sil?
Well, sir, they love to shoot dice, please, Miss McGee, and they're so lazy they hate to roll them. So they get them a couple big cornerstones and paint spots on them, and now they're just waiting.
Waiting for what?
Earthquake, man. So if y'all want something else, just ring the bell, please.
Okay, sir. Oh,
say, you forgot to ask Silly where we'd stop for something to eat.
Dad dreaded I did at that. Oh, well, oh, we'll sure...
Pardon me, please.
Okay, sis, what's on your mind?
It's stupid of me not to know, but how much do I set my watch back when we reach Chicago?
How much did the watch set you back, sis?
$300.
Well, we operate on 1%. Set it back 3 hours.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. My, you you have a lovely room, haven't you?
Yes, we managed to get the best one, I'm afraid.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
The cat. She was just envious, that's all.
Sure.
Heavenly days, McGee. I'm hungry. What'll we do?
Well, we
can... Golden ears, genuine Indian blankets, big turquoise, beautiful silver turquoise bracelets, blankets...
Oh, yoo-hoo, Mr. Souvenir Man. Come in here.
Oh, Molly, you don't want any of that junk.
I do, too. I want something to take to Ted Weems' boys myself. Gee. Hello, Mr. Souvenir Man.
Hello, Babushka. Hello, Tavarich.
Hi, Bud. How much are the blankets?
Very cheap today. Genuine Nichevo blankets.
You mean Navajo?
Sure, Tavarich. Nichevo blankets. All of it is being hand-weaving by Indian papooses.
You mean squaws?
Sure. Squawks is only big papooses, Babushka. Indians is knowing how to make beautiful blankets. Look.
Not bad at that, Vodka. Are they symbolical?
Well, maybe it's being symbolical on edges, Tavarich, but in middle part is good stuff. It's being haul wool and 2 feet big. How much am I offering you for chum?
Well, I'll give you $2 for one.
Too much. They are no good for $2.
Dollar and a half?
No.
Dollar?
No. I'm coming up a little if you are lowering some.
50 cents.
Sold, Babushka. You are fine bargaining people. Too bad these blankets are no good.
Well, then why sell them, Vodka, if they're no good?
Listen, Tavarich. Souvenirs is for giving away to other people. If it is good stuff, nobody is giving some away. So I am selling only bum stuff for souvenirs, and what happens after is somebody's business house. Souvenirs, genuine Indian blackguard.
My, we certainly are moving along, aren't we, McGee?
Yep.
We go by towns and people just like that.
Yes, and people in every town go and buy Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner just like that. Because they know it's the finest quality.
Harpo, you in here again? Why don't you go back to your compartment and sit down for yourself?
I can't. I've got an upper berth. Goodbye now.
can't sit down because he's got an upper berth. Of all the... Hey, conductor! Conductor, what are we coming to?
We are coming to Alexander's Ragtime Band, played by Henry Buzzy.
Well, go ahead. We ain't fussy, Buzzy.
We take pleasure in announcing the winner in last week's trailer contest, sponsored by the makers of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. The luxurious streamline covered wagon trailer goes to Mrs. Helen T. Monahan, 544 Chestnut Street, Winnetka, Illinois. We congratulate you, Mrs. Monahan. We know this magnificent trailer is going to give you a lot of pleasure. And don't forget, the Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner will keep it always beautiful. Winners of cash prizes are being notified by mail.
McGee, where's that Navajo blanket I bought?
Well, I'll tell you, Molly. When we stopped back there, I grabbed it and hopped off, hoping I could swap it for a sandwich or something.
Oh, well, did you?
No, they didn't have any sandwiches, so I sold it to an Indian. Yeah, he said he'd never seen one like it before. Look at the silver dollar he gave me.
But I only paid 50 cents for the blanket. You made 50 cents profit.
Yeah, I know. The Indian gave me an extra half dollar if I'd pose for a snapshot. He says I was an interesting type.
Well, you'd be more interesting to me if you'd find me something to eat.
Oh, here comes a guy, Molly. Looks like an actor. Actors always know where to eat.
Yeah, but they don't always know how.
Hiya, bud. You got a minute to spare?
Ah, yes, my boy. When weary travelers call, 'tis but the duty of us all to pay him heed. Nor make the passing of the minutes wasted thus if we can aid a bit. How are you, Gus?
My name ain't Gus, bud. I'm Fibber McGee. Listen, does this train stop any place where there's a lunch counter?
Well, my boy, as to that, I really couldn't say. I've been so enwrapped in my studies of the bard, I have given scarce a passing thought to matters of such mundane significance as food.
You mean you don't know?
That, my dear, is admirably and concisely put. If brevity is the essence of wit, you are without a peer in the annals of humor. In short, yes, I don't know.
You an actor, bud?
Yes, my boy, I am a thespian. I'm going east to fulfill a radio engagement to introduce the Bard of Avon to a palpitating public.
Oh.
A Midsummer Night's Dream, As You Like It, The Taming of the Shrew. Never has Shakespeare been properly projected to the popular taste, and I... Did you say you had something to eat?
Why, no, we said we wanted something to eat.
Oh, yes, yes, then you were actors, too.
Well, yes, we waxed dramatic for Johnson's in a small way.
If you can find some grub someplace, look me up, will you? You know, professional courtesy and all that. I'll see you later, I hope.
Yeah, I hope.
Heavenly days, McGee. I'm simply famished.
Say, I got an idea, Molly.
What?
You know the old saying, he who sleeps, eats. Meaning, if you sleep, you don't notice your hunger. What say we go to bed, and when we wake up, we'll be in Chicago.
And Chicago is full of restaurants.
You betcha.
That's a fine idea, McGee. Shut the door.
Okay. You sleep over there on the short couch, and I'll sleep here, Molly.
Oh, no. I'll sleep on the long one.
But, Molly, I sleep longer than you do.
Ladies first, dearie. And don't argue, or I'll hang one on your jaw.
Okay. Hey, I'm kind of sleepy at that.
Me, too. Isn't it nice to sleep in such a lovely stateroom as this? These lovely fixtures and our own bath, even. Lock the door, dearie.
I can't. There's no key. I'll just put this...
Woo-hoo! Conductor! Conductor!
I don't know why people have to act like that in public.
No, they come crashing into your room and then
Boy,
they...
Goof, Mr. McGee. Y'all can't sleep in here.
Why can't we sleep in here, Sil?
Well, conductor say you can't. You're going to have to get out now.
Why, is this Chicago?
No, sir. This is the ladies' retirement room.
Oh, sure.
Three more weeks for you to get in on the great trailer contest sponsored by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Better hurry if you want to win a magnificent deluxe covered wagon trailer free. This is no ordinary trailer, but a luxurious home on wheels, modern to the last detail and completely equipped with every convenience for comfortable living. Built by the world's leading specialists in trailer coach construction, this handsome covered wagon trailer has electric lights, icebox, stove, enamel sink, running water, and two double beds with special coil springs. Now, all you have to do to win this deluxe covered wagon trailer valued at $1,000 is to complete this statement. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now, finish this statement in 50 words or less telling why you like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Mail your entry to Johnson's Wax, Racine, Wisconsin. This week's trailer contest closes midnight Saturday, July 17th, so don't delay. Get a combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner at once from your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station. Complete contest rules will be found in each package.
The telegram from?
Oh, shucks, I forgot to open it. Here it is. Oh, it's from Esther Schultz, the radio editor of the Chicago American.
Oh, really? What's she say?
She says, "Welcome back home. I think your radio show is absolutely..."
Absolutely what?
That's all there is. She must have used up her 10 words. Good night.
Good night, all.
If you are not able to procure Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner, please refer to your telephone directory. Local offices of S.C. Johnson & Son in many large cities will be glad to give you the name of a nearby dealer. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat at Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next week at this same time. Good night.
And among the selections heard in the program this evening, Stop Your Breaking My Heart from Artists and Models. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company. You are listening to WMAQ, the Chicago Daily News Station. We invite you now to listen to The Hour of Charm.